大家好，我是早安英文的 Jack。
大家好，我是早安英文的阿朗。 Hi guys, this is Sunny from Morning English
and
welcome back to our channel.
Good start. Hello everybody.
Hello, everybody.
So today's topic is difficult words to pronounce. I struggle with normal words, so
Like how many we're going to talk about today?
Well, we're going to have a look at 6 words that I've picked out that are particularly difficult for native speakers. So these are very hard ones to say.
Okay. 好了，今天我们要来和 Jack 一起来讲一下一些对于他们外国人都觉得很难发音的一些单词。其实虽然说他们是native speaker, 但是有一些单词因为确实比较拗口，所以他们也会觉得很难。那么今天我们就来看看这些对于 Jack 来说比较难发音的单词，看看你是不是能够顺利的把它们读出来。如果你想查看更多学习笔记和学习资料，请微信微博搜索关注早安英文，回复笔记两个字就可以看到啦。另外，我们为大家准备了免费的神秘学习大礼包，请微信搜索关注早安英文，回复福利两个字就可以看到啦。 Okay, so Jack, do you struggle with any of these words?
Well, there's actually one I'm not confident on, so I might need a couple of attempts, but I'm actually really looking forward to one of your attempts on one of these words, Sunny.
Okay, I'm going to have a go later.
Ready to give it a go? That's what I like to hear. Okay, so our first one today is rural. Sunny?
Rural.
Ah, very good.
Not too bad, right?
Very good, yeah.
好的，第一个单词他觉得比较难的就是这个 rural. Can you spell it?
Yeah, of course I can. It's R-U-R-A-L, but it makes a sort of R-O-O sound, like rural.
Okay. 这个单词的拼写是 R-U-R-A-L. 这个单词是乡村的，比如说这个 rural area, right?
Yeah, like countryside, sort of away from the city. So an example sentence would be, because he comes from a very rural area, he is a real country boy.
A country boy?
Yeah.
Like Amber?
Yeah, just like Amber. Amber
with a T.
Amber with a T, yeah.
My girlfriend Amber. 那么刚刚 Jack 给我们举的这个例子就是说，因为他来自这个城镇地区，所以我们可以说他是一个 country boy, 是一个乡下男孩。然后我们这个 our friend Amber is a country boy, right?
Yeah, he may be a country boy, but he loves the soft creams. And
对，我们这位朋友，虽然我们笑他是一个 country boy, 但是他非常喜欢爱马仕的沐浴露，还是非常精致的。Okay, so Jack, what's number two?
Well, number two is one that I actually struggle with and really, really annoys me. It's phenomenon. Yeah, we'll spell it out for you. P-H-E-N-O-M-E-N-O-N. So you can see why it's hard to say. Phenomenon.
不知道大家听出来这个吗？我们读了这么多次，其实这个单词就是表示现象，那个单词叫做 phenomenon. 其实我觉得这个单词还好，但是不知道为什么他觉得这么难啊。So can you make a sentence for us?
Yeah, I guess I could. Let me try. Gravity is a natural phenomenon.
Gravity is a natural phenomenon.
Yes, yeah, that makes sense.
重力是一种自然现象。
Okay, so the third one is squirrel.
Squirrel.
Squirrel, yeah, perfect.
Squirrels.
Oh, see, I ruined it.
Squirrel.
Squirrel.
Okay, yeah. So how do we spell it?
You spell squirrel, S-Q-U-I-R-R-E-L.
其实这个单词就是我们常说的松鼠
松鼠
Yeah. So, are there squirrels in China?
I don't know. I was about to ask you that. I know there's squirrels in England. Are there squirrels in China?
I guess there are some squirrels in China, but I haven't seen them a lot in Changsha.
Yeah, no, I'm sure they're somewhere, but not,
cute,
not in Changsha.
Though.
Oh, yeah, they are cute. Especially when they've got those big nuts in their cheeks.
Yes, yeah. So cute. 不知道大家怎么觉得，反正我觉得每次看见松鼠嘴巴塞满坚果的样子都觉得非常的可爱。当然我只在电视里面看到过，现实生活中特别是在长沙很少见过有这种真的活的松鼠在我面前出现。好，我们接下来继续往下看。 Okay, number four, and this one I can actually do it.
Yeah.
It's
You jinxed yourself.
Specific. Yes.
Yeah, specific. Specific isn't too bad, but I find it difficult to say specifically.
Specifically. 这两个单词，第一个是 specific, S-P-E, C-I-F-I-C 这个单词表示特殊的、特定的、明确的、还有它的这个副词形式也比较难发音，叫做specifically. 那么我们的强子对于这两个单词的发音都觉得有点难啊。So can you make an example sentence for us?
Yeah, of course. So the car was specifically designed for Sunny. So it had four cup holders.
Why would I need four cup holders?
Because 你喜欢喝咖啡。
I was recording.
Oh, right.
刚刚 Jack 他说了一个例句是这辆车是特别为 Sunny 设计的，因为车上有四个放那个茶杯的那个我也不知道叫什么放茶杯的地方，然后我说为什么会要四个，他说因为你喜欢喝咖啡，但是他并不知道我当时在录音。He didn't know that I was recording.
No idea.
好，这就是第四个单词 specific. 其实我觉得这个单词并不是很难，所以我也不是很懂为什么他又会觉得有点难。So why do you struggle with this one?
I think it's a difficult one because there's a lots of rolling of like the tongue and the lips, so it's very difficult to get it out of your mouth,
yeah,
almost.
Yeah. 他说因为觉得这个单词有很多这种嘴唇和舌头的这种 rolling, 所以他觉得有些难。Okay, so what's number five?
Well, number five is Colonel.
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 This one's really simple.
Yeah, I suppose so, but a lot of people say colonel or colonel.
So how do we spell this word?
It's C-O-L-O-N-E-L.
Oh, yes, so, colonel. Yeah. 好，这个单词是 C-O-L-O-N-E-L. 这个单词是表示上校。Yeah. 然后很多人会根据这个单词的拼写可能会把它读成Colonel, right?
Yeah,
colonel.
It's difficult because even though there's a C and two O's, it's actually pronounced with a K and two E's.
这个单词要注意是因为虽然说有一个 C 和这个 O 在这边，但是也不是发成口，不像这个 CO, 通常组成他们可能会发成 CO, like Coke. 但是在这个地方的 CO, 他们组合是发成了 Colonel.所以这个单词是有些容易发错的，而不是说在于它的这个发音很难。So Jack, what's the last one for today?
Well, the last one for today is one that I've been looking forward for you to say. It's Worcestershire. Worcestershire.
好，最后一个单词，他就是希望我来给他读一读。最后这个单词，这个单词其实我都没听清楚是啥。So what was that?
Worcestershire. Worcestershire.
Worcestershire.
Yeah, it's a... Go on, you can do it. Go on. Worcestershire.
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 Yeah, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. It's better than Americans say it. They say Worcestershire. Bukerti.
So how do we spell this word?
It's a very long word. It's W-O-R-C-E-S-T-E-R-S-H-I-R-E. Worcestershire.
What does this word mean?
It's a place name in England of a county in England, so an area. And they also make a very famous sauce.
好，这个单词有点长，刚刚已经拼过一遍，我就不再拼了。他说这个单词是他们那边一个郡的名字，叫做 Worcestershire.
Yeah, yeah,
Worcestershire. Yeah.有点长有点难，但是他说我读的还不错哈哈哈哈。好的，感谢大家收听我们今天的节目，如果你想更加系统的学习英文，欢迎加入我们的会员课程，了解详情请微信搜索关注早安英文，回复会员两个字就可以啦。好了，到现在六个单词都已经讲完了。 That's all we have for today.
You can't speak now. Yeah, those are our six words for today. Hope you enjoyed it. I've been Jack.
And I've been Sunny.
See you next time.
See you guys.
Adios.
Adios. Bye bye.
再见。